Postmedia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. At 10 o'clock this morning, Talk New Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. And as the song says, I am back. Dan, at what point will this song... It's almost like we've extended Happy New Year into summer.
Well, I think it has a different meaning now. Like, you're back from when you left us 20 hours ago. You were off
I
the
like
air
that.
At
10
the yesterday.
Evolution of Bill is back.
That's
okay,
right.
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm going with
it's
that.
It's not from your hiatus. It's from
I think the song captures it. Perhaps, though, we could do away with the PSA that runs every show. How long is that, Kathy?
Just your little promo?
Yeah, the promo that Bill is back, that I've rejoined the team. I mean, maybe
The song or the
no, the
disclaimer?
Song I love
the little promo
it's
that
the promo.
Played at the top of top of the break there.
Oh, that
how long
okay.
is that?
Well, I got to look that up.
All
I
right,
thought
just,
you meant disclaimer.
Memos
is
will be
written.
We call that the Gilligan's Island promo.
Yeah.
By the way, behind the scenes,
really,
because
why?
It says, "Hey, join Bill Spadia, Eric Scott, and the rest."
The rest.
We're the rest.
Well, let me talk to the rest for a moment then. So the weather tomorrow. I have a specific time question.
Okay, I can help you with this because I'm really trying to dial in the timeline of this.
All right, I will be in my car at 4:15 a.m.
Yes, where?
I will in Princeton.
Going to New York.
I will be parking on 49th and 3rd at 5:30. I'm going to narrow down to the block of the time. So from 5:30 to 5:40, I will be walking.
It may
outside.
Not be raining yet at that point, actually, in New York and in Princeton.
That would be great. If I could just get in.
I'm breaking the state in half tomorrow. So
right.
The northern half of the state, and I would include Princeton in mm-hmm. northern half here, down to about 195. I think your steady rain starts picking up at like 7, 8 o'clock
okay.
tomorrow, and then you're just wet from then
all
on
day.
Out. The southern half of the state, you actually have a shot at some breaks of dry weather. There's going to be some showers around, mm-hmm. but if there's a part of the state that stays dry throughout tomorrow morning, it's going to be southern New Jersey. And then by the afternoon, everybody's wet, everybody's soaked.
Got it.
But your schedule tomorrow, I not a guarantee.
Okay,
because it's close.
I might be okay.
You might fare okay.
And at the very least, it might not be blustery, windy, rainy.
Correct. It would
gross.
Probably just be some light rain at that point. And we're not talking about stormy weather here. It's just going to be wet
just
tomorrow.
Rain.
This is like a best case scenario. As of our latest drought monitor that came out yesterday, for the first time in over a year, 100% of the state is in drought.
Really?
So we could use a good soaking here, and there is a good chance that we get an inch of rain tomorrow.
Right, we'll
that's fantastic.
Yeah. But Sunday it'll clear up?
Eventually. Sunday could start wet, and I'm always thinking, from my own perspective, lots of kids have sports
right.
in the morning, right?
Yep.
Whether it's soccer or baseball, softball, whatever
right.
season we're in. If that's early morning on Sunday, it might still be raining. The fields might be wet. The later you go on Sunday, the nicer it's going to get. It's still going to be cool. We'll rebound into the 50s, but eventually we'll see the sun come out by Sunday afternoon. Sunday morning, though, at least a little bit damp still.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not terrible.
Mixed news this weekend. April showers. We haven't had many of them here.
Right.
This is the start of a pattern change. We're going to have more shower chances to talk about next week. We do have a rainfall deficit to make up here. We talk about it all the time. We like normal weather. We're supposed to see rain every once
right.
in a while here in New Jersey. So here you go. At least a wet first half plus of the weekend here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
All right. And the rest of the rest, Jen Ercillo. I didn't notice that. Is that what it says? He joins.
I'm the one.
Eric Scott and the
I'm pointing out to Dan. I said, "You're like Gilligan's Island. You're the rest."
That's funny.
That was the beginning
Kathy,
theme song.
Did you determine how long it is?
I found three, and I don't know if this is what you're looking for.
Let's hear it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Turns to them.
What?
See one.
There are three of them.
Bill's back. starting this Tuesday, only on New Jersey 101.5.
That was the welcome back. All right, All right, let's get rid of that one.
You know what? We're going to have to do this after the break because there's like 90,000 promos in here, so just give me a minute.
All right. So anyway, Jen, did you just report on the self-checkout thing?
I did not do self-checkout.
All right, must have been in Levon's report at First News. Did you hear this? So all these blue states now, they're all perplexed that people are stealing from the self-checkout. So they're passing new regulations that the businesses are going to have to comply with and pay for. Apparently, 35 million people admitted that they were stealing from self-checkout. This is why we can't have nice things.
I know.
I love self-checkout.
Me too. I'm upset because some stores now you go into, they're only limiting you to 15 items in self-checkout.
Really?
Yes.
Because people steal.
Well, that and people are also bringing like big cartloads of, but that's the whole point. I don't mind standing behind that because I just want to do it myself. And now I can't do that.
Yeah, I think I am a self-checkout guy.
Love
you
it.
Should, A, be able to buy booze at self-checkout. I don't know why they separate that out. That's so ridiculous.
Agree.
They're looking at you on the camera.
I know.
I mean, come on.
And they're standing right there. I mean,
right.
It's just so ridiculous.
And that, and by the way, in London, you can buy booze at self-checkout.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that?
They do it right
And
there.
They don't have the same level of theft. Why? There are cameras everywhere. And they're here. What's... First of all, why is this government's business? If the store's losing money, the store should regulate this. The idea that politicians are even getting involved is a huge problem. So are you self-checkout or not? And are you one of these apparently 35 million people that admitted they were stealing? I don't know how they surveyed that many people. I think they're making an assumption, but that's a ridiculously high number.
I think so,
No, I've never stolen from self-checkout. Nope. I have been aggravated, though, and yelled at the machine. How about you? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 617 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I'm looking through Capital One did a report on theft statistics and self-checkout. So 86% of customers report using self-checkout. Jill, you're a self-checkout person, right?
Absolutely. We all are.
I love it. Right. Yeah. So 86%. But the stats show that theft increases by 65%. Now, almost half of registers in the country right now are self-checkout, 40%, which is a huge number.
Yeah.
And more than, according to this report, more than 36 million Americans have stolen something from self-checkout. So apparently everyone's a shoplifter.
Million. Pretty much.
Right? I don't, though. I'm careful. I have yelled at the machine.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, please remove items from bagging area. I'm like, stop it. And then here's a crazy idea. You took away our bags. So people are now putting stuff. I've done it. I put it in my pocket. I click it, pocket it goes.
Yeah.
Apparently you can't do that. It upsets the machine and the weight and everything else. So it's super aggravating, but I like it.
I love it. Yeah, I do love it.
Is it because you don't want to be social?
And I think
I just feel like it's faster.
It's just faster. I think I have shoplifted by mistake probably once or twice. You know, because who's checking? You know, like if I go to Wawa, I have the app and I do the self-checkout.
Right.
I'm not looking. Nobody keeps a Wawa receipt. They're all there.
It's kind of like the old newspaper bins on the corner when you would put a dollar in or a quarter in.
And just take the whole
honor system.
Right.
But, you know, some people would steal.
Yeah. I love what Sebastian Maniscalco said. What is this? We weren't trained for this. What, we're employees now? I want to get paid.
You know?
I should get paid for this job.
Exactly. We're doing that. Well, I look at it this way. How come we have self-checkout and 86% of people are using it, yet I can't pump my own gas?
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
You think
it's faster. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is.
I go through that at the Wawa as well because I have the app. So I am already, like while I'm still on the street, I didn't even turn into the Wawa parking lot yet. I got my app up and I'm like, oh, what pump am I going to? All right, I'm going to pump four. And I already have the app ready, the pump four. So as soon as I pull up to that pump, I'm activating the pump.
Really?
Yeah.
So but then now, the guy's got to come over and
exactly.
put it in the car.
I just have to wait for them.
Which is so stupid.
Say, you know, fill regular.
Yeah, it just doesn't, it makes no sense to me.
I know.
I get that people are in a comfort zone, but here's the problem. So people are stealing, stores react, but instead of changing the laws that have so many criminals out and about, bail reform, etc., states like New York, Rhode Island, California, Massachusetts, Connecticut are now all passing laws that will require limits on self-checkout and additional employees to staff. So another unfunded mandate on small business. Or even, I mean, let's face it, a lot of these supermarkets, many are family-owned businesses. So you are now adding to the cost of self-checkout. You're going to end up blowing up all the savings that it provides by not having to need as many staff people. So the point I'm making is, instead of regulating these businesses, they're the ones losing the money. Let the businesses figure it out for themselves. And government, do your job. Keep the bad guys in jail. I would be happy with stiffer penalties on shoplifting. Like, let's go after. Why are we not addressing that people are stealing? Instead, we're effectively blaming business. These are unfunded mandates. It's outrageous. And I'm sure, now that I'm talking about it, some idiot in the New Jersey legislature is going to come up with something that's going to regulate us. I'm tired of it. Are you a self-checkout thief? 1-800-283-101.5, 627. Genercillo News next. :38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So classic left-wing Democrat politicians in Connecticut, New York, California. They're like, oh my God, look at this. People are stealing from self-checkout. So apparently, according to this report, I'm just reading this from Capital One. I don't know if they funded the report or if they're using FBI crime stats, but the report says that right now there are 40% of the grocery store registers in the U.S. are self-checkout. And 43% of customers, when asked, prefer self-checkout. 86% have used it. However, theft goes up 65%, and according to this report, more than 36 million Americans have stolen from self-checkout. Now, Jim, what it doesn't tell me is the accidental, like you put something...
Oh, you scan something, you think it's scan, put it in your
you
bag.
You think it's
right,
scan, yeah. It goes in the bag, you don't know. So I am not going to say that that hasn't happened with me. I don't know. I have never consciously stolen from a grocery store.
No.
But, you know, I you don't know. Now, I have been mad and had arguments with the machine.
Oh, my God.
Have you never done that?
I have to be honest. I've had really good experiences at my self-checkout. Yes, that's why I love it.
No.
What happened to you?
I don't know. Maybe it's the machines now. Look, the collective machine out there, Skynet knows that I'm not in favor of this coming robot wars. And I think they've targeted me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They're trying to
provoke me into a situation to remove me from the grid here.
Oh, so, man, you're really making everybody mad.
So here's the thing. I love self-checkout, but if the stores are losing money, it should be on the stores to regulate that in their own way. And I'm okay with somebody getting arrested for stealing something. Like, that's fine. Like, if you steal, you ought to pay the consequences of that. The problem is the same states that are now going to regulate business are the same ones that have bail reform and allow for people to be through a revolving door. So especially young people, they get in, they get in trouble. Oh, that's no problem. Right back out in the street. All right, what's your experience been with self-checkout? Let's go to Cecilia in Bridgewater. Good morning, Cecilia. Cecilia. Oh, Cecilia.
Hello.
Ah, there we go.
You're Bill.
How are you, Cecilia?
Hi, Bill. Oh, I'm fine today. I'm
good.
Just chilling.
Good.
Thanks.
Chilling is good. So tell me, are you a self-checkout lady or?
No, I can't go into the checkout, self-checkout. We have
Why?
To use the other means.
Why is that?
Because we're handicapped people. We can't, before that, we can't even find a parking space. We get in and the,
I mean, are you in a wheelchair? Is that why?
No, the carts were right. No, I'm back. I gravitated towards the riding in the, scooter, but
you could use it. They never charge a scooter.
No, they never charge. No, we got too many items.
Don't you have a basket? I thought the scooter's got a big basket in front.
My husband, who uses the walker that died, we go into the store
wait. Who died?
My husband. We're back together. I was put in a rehab.
Wait, Cecilia, let's come back. Your husband passed away?
And he's back. He's code blue, but God brought him back.
I understand.
He's meant for better things.
He was pronounced dead, but then he came back.
Correct.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, that's pretty amazing. How old is he now?
76.
God bless him. What happened? 70. He had a heart attack? He had a stroke? What was the situation?
No, he has myasthenia gravis, something that's not too well known.
Is that a choked form of cancer? What is that?
No, he choked. It's a muscular disorder.
Oh, God.
Weakness among five other major illnesses.
Yeah. So
that he survived from.
So he was rushed to the hospital, and they said he had died, and he came back.
No, he was at the hospital. I wasn't confined to the rehab, and he was pronounced blue code. Every 9 people were working on him, and last thing he fortunately he choked it up, and it. He stopped vomiting and he stopped using that machine that collects the salt. But his last breath was with the ability to one nice nurse brought him back.
Got it. Let me just brush on this subject. Rehab. You were in rehab. You're out of rehab.
I am out of rehab. I'm out of rehab. And we're both back together. My daughter confined me into a rehab and wanted to put me in extended living.
Can I just ask, if you don't mind, I'm not trying to pry, drug and alcohol or just mental?
It was total substance abuse. I had
got it.
I finally accepted, and I'm back speaking at meetings. I had 46 years in recovery, 30 years of solid recovery.
Yeah.
Then I relapsed because they kept feeding me the pain pills and the aprazolam.
So it was drugs. It was a prescription drug?
Yes.
Wow.
No, I stole my husband's. That's true, but I'll never steal from a store or
all right, any so now person. We're getting to something. So you stole your husband's drugs. Is that why he got sick in the first place? He's like, hey, where's my medicine?
Well, he had anxiety disorder from my children that he raised, his stepchildren.
Got it. Okay. All right. So just real quick. Why don't you use self-checkout?
Because I have too many items and I have to use the cart.
Got it.
Now, Greg's walking with a cane.
Yeah.
And even with our little precious poodle, walks her at the park.
Now the plot has thinned a little bit. So you're carrying the poodle. And there are no bags.
No. When she's not, when I'm not in the car holding her, Greg goes into the store.
Got it.
But he doesn't pick the right things. I eat healthy now.
Yeah, good for you, Cecilia. No seed oils. You got to cut that out. Seed oils. You don't want to buy any products with cottonseed oil, canola oil, rapeseed oil. All bad for you. And cut down your sugar too.
Of course, he's a diabetic. He can't even have any sugar, and I used to cook special for him.
Well, Cecilia, I'm not sure how this started or where it went, but I am very happy that you were out of rehab and that your husband came back to the world of the living. Thank God.
He's a deadhead, and music is our base and our happiness and our foundation for love.
All right, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song? Yeah. Miracles by the Starship. But his dead song, mine, all right, his would be Any from the Dead. Mine would be the one I said.
All right. What about favorite dead song?
Truckin'.
There we go. Well, that's for you, Cecilia. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Bill, for speaking to me. Say hi to Joe. Big Joe, thank you.
I will tell Big Joe, future New Jersey Hall of Famer.
I know. Boy, if I could make that, I'd be so happy. I had no license, but I got it back. I used to drive for a living, but it's wonderful to be free and on the road again.
I hear you. Thanks, Cecilia. Have a great rest of your day. 646, traffic 11 next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
.653 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we're talking about self-checkout. Only blue state governors and legislators think that the solution to shoplifting is to regulate the stores. I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up. Let's go to Enrique in Kingston. Enrique, good morning. Hey, man, thank you. The cigars and the Dunkin' Donuts, I shared with the crew here. Everyone was really thrilled at your generosity. Thank you.
Well, how about the little car?
Well, the car is now sitting atop of the on-air, off-air alarm right next to our bobblehead of Governor Chris Christie and a very nice picture of Dennis and Judy. It's sort of our little collection.
57 gourmet, the budget gourmet, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Very thoughtful. So you have secured a place in the studio, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So listen, is it stealing if you eat grapes while you're going through the aisles and then it weighs a lot less?
Not if it depends. If you are eating the grapes and you are paying for the weight, then yes. However, if you are paying for the bunch and it's not by weight, then no.
It's by weight. Yeah. And I eat probably about, I don't know, 10, 20 grapes through the aisle.
You're eating 20 grapes standing in an aisle? Enrique, first of all,
they're not that big.
Well, but still, all right, a couple of things here. Let's have this conversation. Uh-huh. You don't know how many hands have touched those grapes. You don't know what kind of crap they're spraying on them. Here's my health advice. Drop the grapes altogether. Okay. They're a choking hazard. Uh-huh. They're high in sugar. You don't need grapes.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's my PSA.
No. Now you're going to make me want more.
I love it. So yes, eating, you prefer the red or the white?
The white. Yeah, I'm not big on the red.
You buy the seedless ones or you get little seeds in them?
They're always seedless. I hate seeds.
So, see, I have been concerned about the hybridization process that they use to get the seeds out of the grapes and the whatever they're spraying on them. So, no, I have not had a grape in more than a year. How about that?
Yeah, but they're good, Bill. They're fun to eat and quick and easy, you know. And they got a little liquid in it.
So it's like a thirst quenching thing for you. All right. But I will advise you eating 20 grapes in, because 20 grapes actually weigh something. If you said I had one grape to taste it, no. I'll give it to you because that's like a quality control product inspection. Yeah. I would give that to you. I think the tolerance on theft versus product inspection is 3 grapes. Any more than 3 grapes, you're stealing. Up to 3, you're fine. Well, all right.
How about when I put it on this scale and I push it down a little bit so I make up for it? How's that?
All right, that's not a terrible idea. All right, Enrique, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. All right, guys, talking about self-checkout. You self-checkout or do you like to you go through the regular line? Are you one of the 36 million who have stolen in the self-checkout line? Come on. 656. Genicillo with your news next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
710 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So another interesting thing that I saw today, Jen, it was in the First News has a lot of interesting tidbits.
Yep.
Levon does a really good job in the morning. And there was the report that I guess it's Gen Z, right? We're Gen X.
We're Gen X.
Right?
Yeah, Gen Z is now.
Who's
right?
Producer Thomas, you are Gen Z? He's Gen Z.
Yeah, we're Gen
X. So what are the, Thomas, can you tell me, what are the age ranges for these generations? Thomas, what are you? Are you Gen Z?
Yes, I am Gen Z.
So what are the, all right, so generations then by year.
Gen Z is 13 to 27, I think.
I think it goes to 30.
Now it went up to 30?
I think it's like 13 to 30 now, I believe is the range.
Because all right, hold on, I'm going to tell you. Gen Z.
I got it.
You got it up there?
Yeah.
The
you
new
want
one
Gen Z is if you're born in 1997 through 2012.
So that, yeah, so that's
Earth year.
14.
So what's the next one? Alpha?
The next one is Alpha, then there's Beta.
Yeah, Beta.
Is that how we've dumbed it down? We're going Alpha, Beta?
So Betas are like the babies now.
Right? Well, why don't we just go 1, 2?
Our generation is born in the year 1965 to 1980.
65 to 80.
So we're Gen X.
All right.
And then it's Millennials. And then Z.
The worst generation, right? Because
Millennials
hates poor Millennials.
Millennials are 81 to 96.
They get a bad rap.
The Millennials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're born 96 or 97, you're on the cusp. Because Elizabeth is technically not a Millennial, but Gen Z is 97?
Yeah, 97 to
2012.
2012.
She's more in the, I don't know. That's interesting because she was born in 97. And, you got it right there. Can you screenshot that for me? Yep. Just text me because I can't see it. Thank you. I got to big it a little bit because I'm Gen X. Here's why I brought it up because the new Gen Z, Gen Z is all about the dating apps, apparently. Not like the old school where there was some formality to dating people and, you met people and out and about. Now it's all about the apps. So the latest, and it's aggressive. It was a majority. It was like, I don't know what the number was, but it was a majority said they would prefer to see someone's credit score.
Oh, yeah.
On the dating app.
Yeah. I have that in my news coming up, but yes.
All right. So yeah. You confirmed the numbers then, but they said something like that Gen X, and they did not specify it was women or men, wanted a minimum credit score of 580. Because if you have the higher your credit score, according to this report, the more likely you are to be in a solid relationship.
I believe that, though, because financial stability. I got to make sure that you're okay before I jump into something.
See, I think it's so ridiculous.
No, but that's what I'm saying is that's because, how they think, though. Like, they need to be financial. Now it's like you're not going out and saying, okay, so.
I thought they were all liberated and worried about their own financial stuff.
Thomas, are you liberated?
Am I liberated?
Well, I'm just saying, do you even check your credit score? Do you even care?
I mean, yeah, I know my credit score. I check it once in a while. It's pretty decent.
All right. You're over the threshold? Are you?
No, I'm above that.
All right, good. I'm just looking out for you.
Well, Thomas has a girlfriend, so she's not going to probably ask you about it.
Well, I don't know. Has she asked you about your credit score?
No, she has not asked me.
Have you asked her about hers?
I have not.
What's her credit score? You don't know.
I have no clue.
He just says he doesn't know.
What's her first name?
Michaela? Yes.
Michaela. Is she listening?
No.
No.
There was no hesitation. I'm now curious.
Oh, that was my favorite. I wonder if like certain credit scores attract each other.
It's possible.
Right? Like similar habits. But I don't think the credit score itself is a fair measure. And the challenge is we're now moving toward a social score. I mean, what's the Black Mirror? Have you seen Black Mirror?
I have not seen Mirror, no.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I'll get to it.
It's worth it. They did a Black Mirror. It's kind of like a modern Twilight Zone, and it shows just some of the worst things that can happen. So it's a modern society where your credit score determines your access, your job, everything. And if your social score is not high enough, you can't shop. You can't. So it was like this dystopian nightmare.
Well, don't they do that in China? Isn't that kind of?
They do it in China. Yeah. They have a social score in China. Yes. So my question to you is, Are you one of these Gen Zers that is it important to you to know the credit score of the person you're dating? Is that now a thing? I think it's a slippery slope, very dangerous. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:15 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
.722 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, Jill, I don't know if you heard me earlier.
What?
But the all right. So, there was a report out this morning that Gen Z.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Centennials, as they are known. And it's all, there's a range of these years. So, like, I'm not on the cusp. I'm right in the middle of Gen X.
You are like the filet. You are the. Yeah. Perfect cut for Gen X.
Thank you. Perfect cut for Gen X. Now, my son, right in the middle of the Gen Z.
Right.
But Elizabeth is on the border. Like
our
your
daughters,
daughter.
Yeah. They kind of identify a little millennial.
97. So, so anyway, apparently these new kids, this is the Gen Z Centennials.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking that credit score now be included in the dating apps.
Yeah.
And I just think that is grossly unfair. So I asked producer Thomas, I won't say it on the air, but I said, you know, what about your credit score? I asked him this on the air. He went and looked. He has a different score with the different agencies.
Sure, all the agencies.
So we
I
all
know.
Do. So you might have a range of 50 or 60 points between agencies. Right. And it depends on what they count. So they're basically saying the higher your score, the more attractive you are to date.
Of course. Hey,
why is that a thing?
The crack up with me is it's that age range because most Gen Z kids don't even know what a credit score is, but right. I guess they do.
Well, we didn't know it. They're being told that. But how fair is that? If you're a kid, you get out of school, whether you graduate high school, get a job, you live in a home, you don't have any credit. Your score is not going to be high. No one's lending you money. And the only way for you to have a score is to go get a credit card. It's right. almost like they're encouraging you to be irresponsible to get a better score.
And you know what they don't
have? Go into debt and we'll give you a better score and you'll get the girl.
And you'll get the girl.
You get the girl.
What the heck? Yeah, this way so you can have two incomes and live in a house together.
Well, this is the thing. This is what people don't understand. This is why I have been so critical of the stupid Republicans because, not to make it political, but to make it political, because... They're not addressing the real problem of this generation.
Yeah.
These kids can't afford a house. They want to move out from mom's basement. They can't. They can't get a job. Maybe they got a nice fancy degree and some Indian or Chinese national took their job because of the H-1B-1 visa program.
Right.
400 some thousand kids got a fancy education, can't get a job.
And they have to pay back.
They got to pay it back.
The student debt.
We have brought these kids into the world of debt, and now you got a bunch of whining brats who are now asking to see the credit score of the person they're going to date. First of all, financial stability cannot be rated on the score. You got plenty of entrepreneurs out there that got punched in the face during COVID, and their score sucks.
Of course,
it's not their fault.
And. The parents can, this is what I do. I have a second credit card on my, one of my credits. I have a second card and I put it in my kid's name. So every once in a while, I use that card.
Interesting.
That kid never, I told the
kid. You know, that's a really good idea.
I did it with my oldest and I think I'm going to wean her off of it now and just put it in
is
the name
of
my little
kid. Is it a pay by like an Amex or a Visa?
It's an Amex. So
I did the same thing, but I never thought to use it.
But she's never seen the light. She doesn't even know this card exists. I've just been doing
it. Oh, I see. So she doesn't have it.
Right.
She knows now.
I would never let her near it. But I use it every once in a while for groceries, gas, you know, et cetera. And it's,
interesting.
It's
building her credit.
Her credit.
Is it a separate? So you opened it in her name, like with her social, et cetera?
I'm allowed to add a card.
Yeah, but does that count? So I do that too, but does that count toward their score?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yep. That's what I was told.
I didn't know that. But you're still paying the bill.
I'm still paying the bill.
Right.
Like, yeah, the kid's never seen
that's
it.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. I felt the same way with the credit score thing. Myself, at my age, my score, I had to get it improved. What I did was I opened up some stupid credit card at some local store.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah.
Store credit.
At home. Like their little credit card.
Yeah,
I get coupons, discounts. I pay the silly little, you know, whatever my balance might be.
And it improved your score.
Improved my score.
No kidding.
I was like,
the store credit workaround. All right. So that's a question. Do you even know your credit score? Do you care? Do you think this is a fair assessment? Guys, we are steamrolling toward the Chinese system where you are going to be rated with a social media score combined with your credit score. It's already happening in the world. It's coming here next. 1-800-283-101.5. 727, Jenner Silla with your news now. 7:37 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So this credit score thing has got me concerned, and I'll just read this. Couple of folks on the app chat, funny, Elise and Manalapan said, I'm 55. I'm obsessed with my credit score since I was in my 20s. If when I date, I always ask someone's credit score. Needless to say, I'm usually single because I meet guys in the 300s. Well, Elise, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe stop asking. You know, we have this bizarre way today of wanting to find out an easy shortcut to rate someone, as if the value of someone's character can be summed up by Experian. You think about that. Think about the credit scores of the small business families that that got crushed during COVID. And think about, you know, the entrepreneurs who maxed out their credit cards, who got themselves into trouble because they had a good idea, they pursued it, and they were the champions of it, and it didn't work out. Like, the idea that we don't value people for their struggle and their opportunities that they try to take advantage of is ridiculous. You know, you're trying to do a checklist for the person that you're dating. I can tell you it's not going to go well. Because the credit score teaches you nothing. You know, I've had times in my career where my credit score was low, and then there have been times when it was super high. It fluctuates because I've started businesses, I take risk, and, you know, if you think about this concept of being an adult, if you're going to rate someone on a score that is really arbitrary, because there's so many reasons for it. I've had to battle with the card company or the credit companies to have things removed from my score, which weren't mine. You know, we went through that whole thing with the identity theft. That was an ugly time. And let me tell you, I had to fight to get things removed from the report. So, we become obsessed with these things. And I brought it back to the Republicans not understanding, because this is a big indicator. The fact that this is where people are thinking, what it tells me is that young people in particular are feeling super insecure right now. They're like, I can't find the job that I want. I can't rent the house that I want. I can't be out on my own. I mean, I look at in California, where prices have gotten so out of control. I mean, you've got 30-somethings with three roommates because it's so expensive to live. And the same thing is happening here in New Jersey. So this is a dangerous trend because the politicians are missing it. Let me tell you who's not missing it. The left-wing socialists. I'll give you an example. Mamdani, who's the new mayor in New York, and he's a communist, he's a jihadist, he's for all intents and purposes not a good guy, but he outplayed the Republicans so well, and they fell for the trap. Governor Mikey Sherrill did the same thing here. I'll explain why. Mamdani has a new tax that he's pushing for the pied-a-terres, right? So people have their weekend apartments. He's implementing or trying to implement a tax on second homes in New York City valued at more than $5 million. Now, the average Republican says this is another tax. This is bad. I did three shows on it on Newsmax. And every guest I have was like, this is horrible. This is the problem. We have tax hikes and government doesn't think about how they're going to spend money. We should be lowering taxes. What they're missing is nobody cares that the hedge fund guy worth $1 billion has to pay an extra couple hundred thousand on his third apartment in a high rise in New York City. I don't care. Let him pay. Now, that's right away. I'm writing my future opponent's ads right now because it's this whole idea of tax hikes is a third rail in Republican politics. But guys, you got to think this through. Mamdani is going after a very tiny elite section of society, people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, that own properties that they don't have enough time in the year even to get to. And he's saying, I'm going to throw an extra tax on this. I'll give you an example. I'm not a rich guy. I'm a successful guy. There's a difference. But we had a home, a second home in Vermont. We paid a VIG for that. The second home taxes are higher than residential taxes. Guess what? I was fine with that. I understood what I was getting into. I think it's okay. And beyond, and this guy's not even taxing middle-class housing. No, he's saying $5 million and up, the super rich. But meanwhile, your Gen Z, your millennials even, can't find a decent place to live. So Mamdani is tapping into something. I'll give you another example. Governor Mikey Sherrill wants to raise the sales tax to 9% during FIFA. And I immediately came out and said, guys, this, I understand what she's doing. It's effectively a user fee for people that are going to come in and spend the money anyway. New Jersey may as well get some economic benefit. I'll give you a third example. Beach tags. I'm the only Republican apparently in New Jersey that supports beach tags. But I love beach tags. User fees. Because if you don't have a beach tag, the millions of dollars that generates will have to be taken from the homeowners in the town to replenish the beach that you're going to leave your trash on. So there's some logic. We can't just hate all taxes. What Republicans ought to be doing is creating opportunities and fighting for how the money is spent. Okay, we're going to charge the guy that's going to buy the $40 sticker and soda for his kid at the World Cup. What are we doing with that money? Republicans need to start fighting for things like that. How are we spending our money? This is the problem. This knee-jerk reaction that every tax is bad isn't logical. We need cops. We need firefighters. You know, I was thinking there was a report earlier, and I'll tell you the full story on the other side, but a soldier is now in trouble because of a bet he made on the removal of Maduro. And I'll tell you about that. But again, everybody's up in arms like, oh, this guy cheated. He made $400,000 on the bet. He knew what was happening. Insider trading. Yeah, but maybe we're not paying our men and women in the armed forces enough money. Maybe that's part of the problem. We have to start thinking differently. Question for you is, do you know your credit score? Have you been a victim of being smashed where something bad happened, your credit score went down, and now you can't dig out from under it? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:45 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
Yo. .752 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So just real quick, that soldier won $400,000 betting on one of these sites that Maduro would be taken out. and deposed. And he's now in trouble, legal trouble, because he was part of the extraction team that went and got Maduro. So if he had bet that they were going to go in, that sounds like using classified information. But if he was betting on their success, I don't have a problem with that. The real problem is that we don't pay our soldiers, airmen, Marines enough money. That's a big problem. And the challenge is that we're giving away the store to illegals. And if the Republicans don't wake up soon, it's going to get worse. They have been outmaneuvered by Mikey Sherrill on energy. They've been outmaneuvered by Mikey Sherrill and the Democrats in the legislature on affordability. And now Mamdani, this communist jihadist, has outmaneuvered Republicans once again by putting a tax on, or at least proposing a tax on, what is known as a pied-à-terre, which is the rich version of a second home. And he wants to tax 5 million and up. I think it makes sense. Let's go to Greg in Freehold. Greg, you don't agree. Why?
Bill, I'm disappointed in you. You know, New York City has a $118 billion budget. Here in the People's Republic of New Jersey, we have a $60 billion budget.
61.
Which doubled in,
yep.
Right, which is something like doubled in the Murphy administration.
Yeah, it was $35 billion last year, Chris Christie.
We do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And giving an alcoholic another shot of vodka isn't going to change anything. What they'll do with the money is build more spending programs that are permanent expenditures. Right?
And I agree with you.
It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. Now, there's a logic to tolls at a bridge. I don't agree about the beaches, but there's a logic to tolls at a bridge and whatnot, a user fee.
But that's corrupt too. Think about it. The tolls you're paying to the Port Authority aren't paying for the bridge. They're paying for the Port Authority bureaucracy. You're paying for parts of the World Trade Center. Right. I mean, it's costing me a fortune to go into New York every weekend. I'm paying the VIG on the Midtown charge. I'm paying the bridge. I'm paying the tunnel. I'm paying the turnpike. I'm paying the gas tax. I mean, I'm furious. My issue,
and the congestion tax.
Yeah,
right.
That's why the answer.
Bill, the answer is to starve the beast, to take the money away and force
But we
the cut
failed at that, Greg. But Republicans have failed. Look at the stupid Republicans in the Senate right now. They can't pass the SAVE Act, not because of the Democrats. They can blame the Democrats all they want. It's not the fault of the Democrats. The American people put the Republicans in a majority. The problem is the Republicans. Four Republicans who are opposed to the SAVE Act will prevent it. The only reason John Thune is not getting rid of the filibuster to put this to a vote is he'll lose. Yeah. Four Republicans.
It's the politics of it.
Yes. So it's the same
pieces of the SAVE Act that aren't great, but overall.
But who cares? Get election integrity. Yeah. I don't care. It's going to be harder for somebody to go have to find their birth certificate. I really don't care. Integrity of the election should matter. And as far as the taxes, Republicans need to start getting smart about proposing actual spending. It's the taxation is out of control in this state. However, it has not gone down even under Republicans. So the challenge is they all went crazy, right? Bergen and the rest of the clown show in the assembly went nuts when Sherrill proposed the 9.5% sales tax. And I said, well, hold on a minute, guys. Let's look at this for a minute. Maybe work a deal with her that it's only related to FIFA and it's not going to impact the small businesses. Like, don't draw a 30-mile range. Put it as special tax on FIFA and their products and their promotions. Cut into their profiteering, because FIFA should be putting up the $48 million that it's going to cost our towns to have the extra cops, etc. So somebody's got to pay the bill. It may as well be the people spending $100,000 on a ticket. I have no problem with that. The problem I have, Greg, is that the knee-jerk reaction, you are right in what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you, but there's a difference between us being principally in a principle way and a philosophical way being correct, and then saying we got to meet the buzzsaw of politics, and something practical has to come out of this. And Republicans have lost their way. That's why Sherrill killed them on energy and affordability. How does a left-wing Democrat responsible for high energy costs get away with being the low energy candidate? How does that happen? I mean, this is my frustration.
This election cycle last year, it was Trump derangement syndrome. They just, everyone, all the Democrats hate Trump so much, they see every election.
You know what? That doesn't explain Trump voters staying home, and thousands of them did. We had a crappy candidate who didn't understand the issues, who was only in it for himself, and we're doing it again. Anyway, there'll be more to come on this. Thank you, Greg. I always appreciate your perspective. 7:58. So do you like this idea, taxing the billionaires for their second homes? I think it's fine. I have finally met a tax that I don't mind. How about that? 1-800-283-101.5, 7:58. Jen Ercilla with the news next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
It's 8:08 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So I was talking about, Jenny, you heard this report. This this soldier got himself in all kinds of trouble. He could be facing 60 years in prison. His name is Gannon. Ken Van Dyke. And he bet, so he was a part of the extraction team that went and got Maduro, the now deposed dictator from Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And he bet, now I don't know what site he bet on, but he won like $400,000 because he put it. So I use Kalshi. Kalshi is one of these predictive sites. They're not technically gaming sites or gambling sites. They call them predictive markets where you can put money down, and it's all federally regulated. They're designated contract markets, and it's fun. And I just won $7.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. 400,000, seven. I mean, it's the same thing.
So the odds change, right? So I bet on a European football team to win a match.
Okay.
But I was able to place the bet as they were coming up on the 90 minutes, and then we're going to get over, because you can, until the score is final, you can put your money in. So you're essentially investing in a prediction on the outcome. So so it popped up on my phone. So I called my son-in-law, all right, Charlie.
Yeah.
Do you think, and I asked him this question, do you think this team can come back? And he's like, well, I'm hoping so. Because it was his team. Chelsea is his team. So I bet against my son-in-law's team.
Wow.
And I won.
Wow.
Now, I only won $7 because it was already, when I placed the bet, 2-0. And then they end up winning 3-0. Point that I'm making is this soldier bet that they would be successful in extracting Maduro from the presidential palace. And he won $400,000. Now he's under indictment, could face 60 years in prison. So a couple members of Congress have stood up and said, this guy ought to be pardoned. You got to be kidding me.
Right.
The entire Congress, how many people have become 10 millionaires on a salary of $160,000? The insider trading is rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say is, at least this guy, this soldier, bet on his own success.
That's what I was going to say. He, it was just how you put it, based on his own success. And 60 years is so excessive. Oh, please.
It's nuts. So I'm going to read this. This is the Department of Justice announced they arrested a U.S. Special Forces soldier who took part in the raid that captured Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro after he allegedly pocketed $400,000 by betting $30,000 on Maduro's removal on a site called Poly Market. His name is Gannon Ken Van Dyke. And it just seems ridiculous. Like, if he had bet that the military was going to move on him, I understand a little more. But he bet on the outcome.
I know.
Like, that to me, this is why I always defended Pete Rose for years. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he was betting on himself. I'm like, I'm betting I'm going to win. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, if you throw a game, that's different. I mean, I understand maybe it's a little tricky with military secrets and things like that. I get it. But the idea... I mean, I don't know. I'm looking now to see what my next bet's going to be.
Where was
I could have a problem.
You might. Where do they make this bet? That's where.
You know what I should do? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You could do that. I was going to say you should.
I love the guys. There was I think it was on TikTok, two guys calling 1-800-GAMBLER and betting on whether it would be a male or a female voice that answered.
I heard about that. That was great.
I love that. Like, that's a bet I would make. I'm like, oh, I like those odds.
That's so funny. It's so tongue-in-cheek. Right?
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I don't remember that. You're rubbing off on me. I can't remember.
That's what happens. It went off the rails. Oh, man. All right. It is 8:13. So, question for you. Do you agree with me that this soldier should be pardoned and not charged? And if we're going to be indicting anyone, why are we not going through every member of Congress who is now a millionaire after they got to Congress? Are you kidding me? What a joke. It's all about going after the little guy while the fat cats at the top are making their money. That's why I don't mind the Mamdani tax on the hedge fund billionaires. Let them pay. 8:13, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So I'll get back. I was talking about this soldier. What? The 6'7"?
Well, when you were reading 167, our cash code,
I did the
motion. You looked like you were juggling old lady's boobies. Like,
is that what it looked like?
Yes, right. You were doing this
because it's low, because like low enough. You're sitting there hanging very low. So, yeah, I got it. Well, you're supposed to move with the 6'7". It's like 6'7".
Stop doing it. I can't unsee it now.
You just put something in your head that you now can't unsee. All right, so Jill, Ken in Red Bank, I get this note. So Jill stole her daughter's identity and opened up a credit card in her name. You basically stole your kid's identity.
I did not steal her
identity. That is really funny.
I did not.
No?
No, it says put another family member.
I know.
You know, you could put another family member on.
Now I can't get past the 6'7" thing. I wanted to read this, and now I'm like, you just made, like, we've been talking about 6'7", and... But you're supposed to, that's the motion.
I know, that is the hand motion.
6'7", like you're holding coconuts or something.
Yeah, well, coconut, yeah. It looked like you had a coconut bra on.
Oh, my God. I almost feel like we need to break now to regroup from this. I don't even know what I was talking about. All right, other side, I do want to ask you, do you think that this Special Forces soldier should be indicted? He's facing 60 years in prison, and he bet on the success of the raid taking out Maduro. My problem with this is that the elites are getting away with another one. They're going to pin it on this guy who is risking his life for his country, definitely underpaid for the risk he takes. And you got how many members of Congress that just become millionaires because their families invest? We heard now there's a report about Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts, who his wife was making millions of dollars in contracts and dealing with cases that he was ruling on. I mean, the corruption is so rampant in politics. For them to pin it on a soldier who risked his life for his country is disgusting. If the guy was betting on poly markets, my guess is it's because he absolutely needs the money. Now, should he have done it? Should it be a slap on the hand and maybe, hey, we shouldn't be betting on our military operations? Okay, I get that. But 60 years in prison while Congress is walking scot-free doesn't sit well with me at all. Also, very special Blue Friday. Where do you hear this story? On the other side of the news with Jen Ercillo next.
5.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia.
You see a lot when you are commuting to New York City, as many of you know, and you can't miss the homeless problem, the trash, and yes, the smell has gotten much worse. I see it on my drive-in every weekend with this new TV job, and so far I've decided way better to drive than rely on the trains and the buses before the sun comes up. Now, if you're doing that regular commute, I'm sure you've seen it all. Well, last week, a woman was making her regular trek. And when she was traveling through, walking through the transit system at the World Trade Center Oculus, she spotted a guy face down, not moving. So, of course, she was concerned about the situation. So she flagged down Port Authority Police Officer Amanda Walker. Officer Walker approached the man, quickly realized this guy was lying there, not moving, but he wasn't alone. Next to him was a sleeping pit bull. Officer Amanda Walker immediately called for EMS and kept her distance, thinking, okay, this situation could actually turn dangerous at any moment. And then it did. The dog woke up suddenly without warning, it charged. Now, presumably, the dog was just doing his job and protecting the owner. But the pit bull lunged at Officer Walker, jumping up, biting down on her left hand. And despite the pain and the chaos, Officer Walker held her ground. She was able to get the dog under control, restricting its movements and preventing it from posing any further threat to her or the throngs of commuters that travel through the Oculus on any given moment. Her courage and strength allowed for the EMTs and the officers nearby to safely move in and attend to the unconscious man. Port Authority Emergency Service Unit arrived shortly, and with the assistance of animal care, they took custody of the animal. Because Officer Walker acted so quickly, because she remained so calm, imagine that. You want to do the right thing. You want to help the dude that is unconscious on the ground, and the dog attacks you. But her perseverance, her measured professional help took what could have been a very, very bad and unpredictable and dangerous situation and saved the day. Got the guy the care that he needed. The good news is we are hearing that Officer Walker is expected to have a full recovery from her hand injury. She is our Blue Friday honoree this week. So thank you, Port Authority Police Officer Amanda Walker. I don't know that I spend enough time with recognizing the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. These officers do an outstanding job every single day, and they're seeing it all, as you are when you commute into the city. So I want to really commend all of our Port Authority cops and the job that they do day in and day out on behalf of the rest of us. I also want to make a mention, and we don't know her name, the woman who flagged Officer Amanda Walker down, but you know who you are, and I want to thank you, because too many people walk through these transit hubs and you just ignore everything around you. And I get that. I'm not shaming anyone for that. I am guilty of that too. It's one of those things where it's gotten so bad in New York. I mean, you're at a point now where you're stepping over people. And, you know, the nicest time perhaps in the city is when I drive in at 4 a.m. and it's just, you know, there's some people are still there from the night before. Some people are getting up for their jobs, but the city's relatively quiet and you don't see, you know, there aren't people running around screaming and acting crazy. So you it's a different scene. I can imagine, though, if I were taking the train in at that time, what I would see from the homeless population living in and around the transit hubs. So I just want to thank the unnamed woman who alerted the officer that somebody was in trouble, and thank Amanda Walker, Officer Amanda Walker from the Port Authority Police Department, for just doing an outstanding job. And, you know, so many people would be gripped with fear with a pit bull charging at you, and she calmly took control as the animal was biting down on her hand. Pretty amazing. So thank you to all of our police officers. As you know, if you want to nominate a Blue Friday hero, you can go to the website nj1015.com/BillSpadia. And it's right there at the top. It's the first thing you'll see. If you're on the app, it's the first thing you'll see. Click on it and there's a form. And we love to hear from you and make sure that we are honoring our police officers. Now, speaking of police officers, I was having this conversation the other day with a couple of mayor friends of mine, and we were talking about FIFA, the World Cup coming to New Jersey, and this is going to add a huge expense to our local towns. Not just the traffic and the additional police officers, but the strain on the infrastructure with tens, if not hundreds of thousands of fans descending upon New Jersey and spending time. And, you know, I understood why Governor Sherrill proposed an increase in the sales tax. And one of the reasons, you know, we had a meeting yesterday, and I said to the friends that we were meeting with, talking about a new organization that I'm launching, because I never give up the fight. You keep the fight, you keep the faith, and you keep moving forward. But I said, the opportunity in New Jersey is the unaffiliated voters who've never voted in a primary. That's the opportunity. You know, when people think New Jersey's lost, I mean, I'm seeing all these posts on X with people saying, you know, you elected Mikey Sherrill because you didn't support Jack and all. Just silly. Lighten up, Francis. The other side, by the way, actively and aggressively did not want my support. And, you know, you ask anybody on their team. They didn't want it. They didn't seek it. They didn't want the publicity. They dismissed so many good Republicans because of their arrogance. And a lot of people, as a result, stayed home. And, you know, you can't go from a never Trumper to a fake Trump supporter and expect that real Trump voters are going to be out there. So what happened? A lot of Republicans simply stayed home and they realized that it was six in one, half dozen the other. No discernible difference between Sherrill and Jack. And that's true. The only difference is, which is why so many backroom Republicans hate my guts still to this day, is because it's a money grab for them. This is a grift. This is all about paying the consultants. They get paid whether they win or lose. So that's what's going on. And the challenge is, and I'll bring it right back to this FIFA issue, when I said I was okay with an increase in sales tax if it was done in a targeted way to make sure that the guy spending $10,000 on a FIFA ticket, let's get a VIG off of his payment. Why not? If you've got $100,000 to spend on a FIFA game, you got enough money to throw off something to offset the cost of our cops, our firefighters, and our Department of Public Works. So I didn't want to hear it. The problem is the stupid Republicans, just dying for a soundbite and some relevance, went out screaming and yelling, oh my God, Mikey Sherrill's horrible, she's raising taxes. What they should have been doing is saying, Phil Murphy stuck us with a bad deal with FIFA that's going to cost us money instead of make us money. Maybe what we ought to be doing is saying, okay, Mikey, you want to raise it 3%. We want to take that money and offset the cost to local taxpayers for cops and firefighters and DPW. That's what they should have been fighting for. But they can't get out of their own way. And I can promise you this. You guys are not appealing to anybody. The unaffiliated voters are going to continue to stay home and stay out of it or vote Democrat until Republicans have a solid position on what is acceptable taxation and where the money should be spent. And that, to this day, has yet to happen. 8:46, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
This Sunday at 8 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5, The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski.
This week on The Financial Quarterback, are you playing it too safe with your money and paying the price for it? We're breaking down the hidden costs that could be holding you back, the risks most retirees don't see coming, and how today's economic shifts could impact your financial future. Don't miss it.
The Financial Quarterback, Sunday at 8 on New Jersey 101.5.
8:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back into it. So we're talking about this FIFA tax. People are literally spending tens of thousands of dollars on this on these soccer matches. It seems out of control. And I think, look, I understood what our caller Greg in Freehold said earlier, that, look, if you give government the ability to tax more, they will just take more and they're not going to spend it the right way. And I agree with that. But you can't starve the beast. That doesn't work. You know, all these folks that say, oh, don't pay your taxes. And no, you're going to go to jail. So the option is to have a qualified, competent Republican Party fighting for the spending to make sense. Let's go to Mike in Edison. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. And the reason why I'm calling is I know this is really not too much about what you're referring to, but I wanted to congratulate you and also the police departments because they do a great job. And I think you need to run again because it's so bad. And I never really voted much in my life. I only voted, you know, for Trump the second time, third time.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to win. And I was playing hit the road, Jack, don't you come back. No, like constantly telling people goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Like hit the road, Jack. I did videos and it was amazing. Sadly, my friend, you didn't make it. And I saw you a couple of years ago in New Egypt, this and that. I followed you. You're a great guy. You're honest. And then what happened was, sadly, you weren't there. And I had Jack Bad or Minnie Mickey Mouse, whatever her name is, the worst. So what do I do? Do I vote for
Right.
You know, Jack, Jerky Jack, or Minnie Mouse. Or
well, this is the thing. This is the thing, Mike. Look, I mean, Mikey Sherrill is absolutely a disaster and should have been beaten. And I believe if we had nominated differently or if the campaign had decided to reach out to everybody in the party and unify and come together. But more importantly, Mike, the challenge is that the Republican Party, New Jersey Republicans in Trenton, and well, they're not in Trenton anymore because they closed their office, but guys like Jack, all the consultants around him, John DeMeo, Bucco, they're not good Republicans. They don't really believe in anything. They have no guiding principles, and that's the problem. They take the crumbs off the Democrats' table. I mean, you look at guys like Bob Singer, who's a Republican senator. He'll do whatever the VOD tells him to do. If he can get a couple bucks for Lakewood, just to make sure he continues to get their support, he'll sell out whatever principles he had going in, and that's a shame. We need better Republicans, and the way we get it is we need independent-minded, unaffiliated voters. We call them the 0x4s. They've never voted in a Republican primary before. Most of them stay home, even during the general. Those folks are the future of the Republican Party. It has to change. If it does not change, it won't matter if I run or anybody runs, because you're not going to get another Republican elected statewide if we cannot fix the messaging, and we have to be smart about it. If Mom Donnie can outsmart Republicans and Mikey Sherrill can outflank Republicans, Republicans are in trouble. These are subpar candidates. But the challenge is the Republicans themselves aren't putting up qualified candidates. So we got a lot of work to do, Mike. I would encourage you to stay tuned. All right, 8:57. Everybody hang in there. Chef Umberto, Joe Bonanno's on the phone. We got a lot going on this weekend. I'll get to all of you after Jen Ursula with your news next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day at work payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway, new handbag, new phone, pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, I want to talk about what's coming up this weekend and the next couple of weeks in Jersey. It is Friday. We also have our veteran check-in. I'm going to get to all that. But first, I want to bring in Chef Umberto in Tom's River. We had a segment last week. We talked about the mom and dad, Rebecca and Andrew, have a baby daughter, and just shy of her second birthday was diagnosed with cancer, Adeline, and we took up the fight to help her. And Chef Umberto, you've got an update.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth with Rebecca. You know, she baby Adeline's been in the hospital again with a couple little setbacks, but positive thoughts and prayers, you know, everyone for this baby. Big thing tomorrow. We need everybody's help. Listen,
what do you got?
You know, it's the Bloody Mary contest that we're doing. Who's got the best Bloody Mary?
Oh, nice.
We've got, you know, got quite a few good local establishments that are going to be bringing their Bloody Mary mixes. And Vesper Vodka is sponsoring all the vodka for it. We're at beautiful sunsets in Neptune. Unfortunately, the weather doesn't look like it's going to cooperate. But, you know, we'll have everything covered up. It's $30 for a VIP ticket. It's $20 just to come sample, you know, the bites that we have and sample the Bloody Marys. But the big thing here, everyone, is what this cause is all about. We put this together about a month ago when I heard you mention it online, on the radio. Mm-hmm. And this is the first event that we're doing that nothing's going back to cooking for the cause. Everything we make, and we're going to keep funding for them, but
wow,
we're going to send everything with a check directly to Rebecca and her family. But if tomorrow the weather's bad, you can't come, go to our website, cookingforthecause.org. We have a donate button, $5, $1, 50 cents, whatever you can afford. Listen, we're trying to help a young family that's, you know, in a big fight.
Well, they not only that, they have a new baby. And this is older sister, Adeline, who is only 2 years old herself. And it's a serious setback for them because mom and dad have to spend the time now caring for the kids. And, you know, it's now limiting their ability to earn any kind of an income. So they're in really a challenging place. And I will ask producer Thomas to send out the article I wrote and alert that to the app. It says last day to help this family because that was the end of that one fundraiser. But you can click on that. And then I agree with you, Chef. Go to cookingforthecause.org and help this young family. I mean, what a difficult diagnosis to get with your two-year-old to have cancer. So she's a tough, tough little lady, though. She's going to fight through.
Yeah. And I'm gonna hit a point that I talk to all my food influencers that are friends with us and stuff. I'm a dad. I have a 25-year-old daughter. And everyone that's a parent or not a parent, just put yourself in that position, how much courage and how much pain and how much the struggle is. Think about that. Dig into your pocket. It's not about the accolades. Everybody that's volunteer. Everyone volunteered their time to do this.
Yeah.
It's about this baby.
Right. So, and you know what? It's one cup of coffee that you could give up. All right. So go to cookingforthecause.org. Chef, we'll check in next week. Let me know how everything went and what else we can do to help. Thanks for calling, man. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you. All right. Chef Umberto. All right. Let's go to Joe Bonanno from the Godsons of Soul. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good morning, William.
Good morning.
Good morning, New Jersey.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
All right, so you got a big event coming up at Bar A. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a big one. So be on June 20th, 5 in the afternoon, on the Bar A Summer Stage, I put together a show. We're calling it The Stars of New Jersey. So it's going to be a concert for the Monmouth and Ocean County Food Bank. It's a benefit concert, raise money for the food banks of those counties.
That's great.
And what we've done, I don't think anybody's ever done this. We're going to be doing music by Frank Sinatra, Kool and the Gang, Bon Jovi, Whitney Houston, Springsteen, Southside Johnny, Blondie, Paul Simon, even Lady Gaga, who was actually born in New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. I see my buddy Michael Martucci's performing. He's going to be great.
I'll be doing it with my band, The Godsons of Soul. And I got the great Mike Martucci, probably one of the world-renowned Sinatra singers, probably of our time, you know.
No doubt.
He's great. He's going to be doing a Sinatra. Leon Trent, formerly of the band Waterfront, who's been around forever, he's going to be doing all the Kool and the Gang. And then I have other ones, my daughter, Ava Bonanno, Brittany Eve.
I love it. Singing.
Yep. Victoria Taylor and Sherry Lynn, who's been around forever, doing all the rest, helping us with all the women's songs. And I have my beautiful wife from Dining Out Jersey Shore magazine. She's going to be emceeing the show.
I love it. I love it. This is going to be a great show. All right, where do we get tickets? You got to go to Bar A, right?
Online at the Bar A box office. Also, in the back of Dining Out Jersey Shore, there's a big QR code. You could scan that. It goes directly to tickets. So there would be $20 in advance, $25 at the door. All the gazebos they put out are already gone. They're taken. They're sold out. We have probably maybe 8 or 9 more tables left, which seat 8. So I encourage everyone to try to, you know, jump on those.
Can you get the info at bara.com? It's bar-a.com?
Yeah, ticket box.
I love it. Joe, I love it. Best to your family. I love this. I want you to check in as we get closer. Let me know how ticket sales are going.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to call in again.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got to jump for traffic and weather, but always great to talk to you, my friend. I think it's going to be an awesome event.
June 20th
at Bar A. Joe Bonanno and the Godsons of Soul. This is going to be a stellar presentation starting at 5 o'clock at the Summer Stage at Bar A, Lake Como. Thank you, Joe. Talk soon, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Other side of traffic and weather, we'll check in with our veterans segment. And then, AD, you hang in there. I'll get to you in a minute. 9:16. Fast traffic instant weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry. Weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
All right. It's 9:22. I am Bill Spadia. AD, I want to get to you and talk about FIFA for a second, but let me check in with my good friend Michael Bohl, combat veteran, U.S. Marine. He is the head of the New Jersey Veterans Network. All right, Michael, what do we got happening this weekend?
We got a lot of exciting stuff coming down. We are looking to do the veteran stand down in Passaic County Tech. That's where veterans can come in, get clothing, food, and free resources. And that is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, that's happening. That's tomorrow. Rain or shine, right? You're going to be inside? Was it Sunday?
That's an inside event. Yes.
Oh, it's an inside event. Okay, good.
Yeah. And then May 3rd, Tunes for the Troops in Red Bank. That's from 12 to 5. They've been raising money to help veterans for the last couple of years as well. And I got May 16th, Freedom 5K. That's going to be in Freehold. And that's for the Separate 5 Fund.
That is great. Where do people go to sign up for these events? They want to go to the website, njvn.org?
They can go to that. They sign up for the Freedom 5K. The other event, I believe that you could just go to.
You show up at it. And then yes. You and I are working on feeding the troops at the VA hospital. We're going to do a barbecue.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. We got that locked in.
Do we have a date yet? Michael, do we have a date?
We have a date locked in, and the veterans there are very excited. We were telling them last week, and we're going to have games for them as well, and we're going to feed them as much they possibly can eat. So pretty excited about getting that going.
That is going to be great. Michael, I appreciate everything that you're doing. Go to njvn.org, the Veteran Crisis Hotline. And Michael, I'll just say, it's not just if you're in crisis with mental health. If you have legal trouble or you're struggling to find a job, if you're in trouble and you are a veteran, call 973-332-1556. And Michael and his team will be happy to help you. Michael, truly appreciate you, man. Keep fighting.
All right. Have a great weekend, Bill. Thank you.
Talk soon. Semper Fi. That is Michael Bohl, president of the New Jersey Veterans Network. All right, let's go to AD on the Turnpike. AD, are you happy or not happy about this FIFA thing?
What I would like to say, first and foremost, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And now, I have been to the New York New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop in person twice.
Yep.
And now what I'm trying to say is the media always comes on and they say, hey, there's a million people here. There's a million people here. I know for a fact, and I'll bet a year's worth of my paychecks, that there is by far and wide not a million people there. And it's probably just short of 100,000 people. So what am I trying to say is that the media says these numbers and these predictions and these projections, and in regards to the FIFA event, I feel that it's scaring a lot of people off, and people aren't going to show up. And whoever thought that it was a good idea to bring this event into this area, they're gonna learn the hard way, because I feel it's scaring people off, and I'm projecting that this whole thing is going to be a flop.
Well, I don't know, AD. First of all, we have Murphy to blame for it. And the problem is he didn't negotiate a deal. You know, if Trump had negotiated this deal, everybody in New Jersey would be getting a free ticket or some kind of a windfall. But Murphy did not negotiate anything. So we're on the hook for the added millions and millions of dollars that it's going to cost us. Because whether you're right and it's a flop and people don't show up, I don't think so. But even if you're right, those extra patrols have to be stationed and signed up. You will have to be prepared the week before. So the money is going to be spent. And the challenge is that we don't have to look very far to see some of these European football matches where people get violent, out of control. We already have a problem with the 900,000 illegals here, many from countries that have teams that are going to be competing. And, yeah, there's a reasonable concern about child trafficking, about fights and substance abuse and all of the things that happen around a big event. Don't forget that New Jersey found a way to screw up the Super Bowl because we couldn't get the transit system to accommodate the throngs of people. This is going to be multiple games. So it's going to be like having two or three Super Bowls inside of that week and a half or 2 weeks. So we'll see, AD. I like to be optimistic that we can fix it. And Godspeed to my friend Chris Kalori trying to fix New Jersey Transit ahead of this. All right, man, appreciate the comment. 927, Jen Arcillo with your news next. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Joe, we had a little dead air for a minute.
And it's all your fault.
It was totally.
And it wasn't on purpose. You asked me a question, and I answered the question.
It just all came together in the right moment for her.
It wasn't dead air. There was just traffic music.
Oh, is that? Thank you,
Kathy.
Nice.
So whilst there was dead air or traffic sound,
whilst we were hearing the traffic sound,
and freaked out, Kyle and Thomas came running in. Mic's not on.
No, it's on.
Can I just paint a picture? Yeah. I can see through the glass. Both Thomas and Kyle are standing up, frantically waving
their arms,
trying to tell me that maybe Jill's mic's not on. Now, meanwhile, Jill,
add to the picture that my back is to them, so they don't know that.
So they don't know you're not talking.
They think I'm having a stroke.
It kind of looked like you were having a stroke, to be honest.
Jill had her legs crossed and holding in laughter like I've never seen her laugh. That was a talent, Jill.
It was the timing.
I am so proud of myself.
It was the timing. How did we get started on this?
I'm going to tell you.
Did someone ask me about supplements?
Jill did.
I asked you. I said, Bill, do you take supplements?
And I said,
Yes, I do.
Your fault.
So I take the oregano oil. Oregano oil is very good for you, but I take the one that is mixed with a black seed. I don't know what that means. They crush them up. I have no idea.
I was like,
but it allows the nutrients in the oregano oil to get dispersed. So
that was
it's
not
why
the problem.
Agreed. So then I added to that I also take an organ.
No, you said.
What did I say?
I take the whole package.
That's easy.
I'm thinking, he's got all the vitamins in one.
It's
that's
the whole package.
I take the whole package.
No, that's what it's called.
Right.
From Heart and Soil.
Right.
And they are not a sponsor, so I'm not doing this to plug anything except to say Heart and Soil is a great product.
So then I said, mistakenly, what's in it? Because it's the whole package.
And at this point, we're just about coming up on Bob Williams.
Bob was
New
just
Jersey
finishing,
traffic
south,
north.
But I don't remember what I said.
And he looks at me straight as could be, and he goes, organ meat.
Organ meat.
And then he goes, good luck with that. Because I am now crying laughing.
The timing was so perfect.
You talked about how it's got like some blood thing in it. What's it? Blood.
So I will read.
That's what you first said.
I'm just going to do it. I'm going to read.
You just said
the ingredients. Hold on.
Can you just warn anybody that might be eating breakfast?
Well, no, they should be adding this to their breakfast. If you're eating breakfast, this is the 100% grass-fed bovine organs. Grass-fed and finished.
I feel like we should have music behind this.
Liver, whole blood extract.
So,
and testicle.
Okay, so here, but this is how you set it up.
I'm reading from the website. What's that?
I asked you what was in it. You went, well, it's got whole blood extract. And you went, and organ meat. And then Bob went, New Jersey traffic north.
and then it wasn't really. So right. Look.
Can you read those ingredients
again? Yeah, read the ingredients.
So this is grass-fed and finished liver.
Oh, my God.
I can't. Thank you. All right, you got me. Liver, whole blood extract, and testicle.
You're eating bull testicles.
Bull testicles, yes.
From a bull.
So the reason is there's a whole setup with this that your body needs the organ meat.
Mm.
And it's why your ground beef is going to be your healthiest option. Because you get all the other stuff mixed into it, as long as there's, and when you're buying ground beef, by the way, a little bit of advice, 20% fat. You need the fat. The fat allows you to absorb the nutrients. But I can't eat organ meat because it's disgusting.
So what does the pill look like?
You know what? It's funny, and it smells.
Yeah, you said it smells.
It has a smell.
Yeah.
Flintstones chewables come in like little shapes like pebbles.
It is not, there's
does
no,
does this have like the shape of like a, of an organ? You know,
it
like
does not.
It's that not shaped like a kidney or a liver, no?
It's
no.
not. Thank you. No, it's a capsule.
I went down a rabbit hole.
It's like ground organ meat.
I did go down a rabbit hole for that because I'm like, oh, you know what? There's got to be a female
version of it.
And there is. And that's even more disgusting.
Now, Jody's not taking this, but now that I know it exists, I'm going to buy it.
The female is bovine. Bovine fallopian tubes.
And ovaries,
uterus,
right?
Ovaries. And liver and kidney. Grass-fed, by the way.
Thankfully. I mean, obviously, we want it grass-fed. I started it. This came from my son's MMA trainer. Because that's his workout. He doesn't fight, but he trains.
Yeah.
And the fighters, they eat liver, these guys. Mm. So Michael, for a couple of years, was on a liver kick. That's, I was like buying liver when he would come home.
Ew.
Could not make it tasty.
Props to Jody literally, for cooking that.
Ugh. Oh, it was so gross. And all the tricks, whatever, the soaking in milk and it. No.
No, yeah, you have there, to that to make,
it,
no.
There isn't enough bacon in the world to cover the taste of liver. Liver's so disgusting.
Liver, what about onions?
Liverwurst.
So I love liverwurst.
Is that good for you? Can't be.
It must be, right? I don't know.
It's gotta be all processed.
Well, that's the problem. I love liverwurst.
Very
though.
Salty.
Maybe the fact that I like liverwurst tells me it's probably not good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know, because the liver itself tastes horrible. But what tastes better than meat and fat? I have steak and
ice
butter.
Ice cream?
No, I don't have a sweet tooth, though. I've never had a sweet tooth.
I have the sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I'm a sweet tooth girl.
I have a meat tooth. I like meat.
I have a meat tooth.
That's what I have.
Here we go. New Jersey traffic sounds. Go, Jill.
All right. Anyway, I highly recommend the beef organ supplements if you're not eating liver. It's good for you.
Jill left the room.
9:04, she had to. 9:44, fast traffic gets to win the next.
Jersey issues, Jersey voices, real conversation. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights 6 to 7 on New Jersey 101.5. Thoughtful commentary, your calls, and the stories that matter here. Sponsored by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers.
Five. 9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I got to get out of here. Time for one more call. TJ in Freehold. You want to comment on my liverwurst issue?
Absolutely. So I was traumatized as a child. My mother made the liver and onions. It was horrible.
Horrible, right?
She's not a good cook. She's not a good cook. But the liverwurst sandwiches, oh, my gosh. I posted about a year and a half ago on X, and you actually liked it. I remember you responded.
Yeah.
And liverwurst with pumpernickel bread, spicy mustard, American cheese, and red onions. And if you're worried about the bite of the red onion, soak the red onion in water for about 5-10 minutes, and then put it on your sandwich.
I like the bite. I love the raw red onions. And Jody pickles them. So we've got pickled red onions in our fridge. A lot, because they go with everything. I wonder if the pickled red onions would be good on the liverwurst. Probably would.
Absolutely. And the liverwurst is really good. It's got a lot of iron, B12, selenium. There's a lot of great things. The only thing they say, it's processed, right? So there's some disadvantages of having processed food. However, the benefits outweigh it. So I love a sandwich at least once a week.
I wonder if I get it at the Amish market, if it's going to be totally different, right? And without the preservatives in it. I'm going to ask them if they add anything to it, because I love liverwurst. I used to get it at Arthur's in Morris Plains, and that was my lunch when I would take to step out of the office. If I didn't have any meetings, I would have the liverwurst and onions. But I'll tell you this, TJ, I never put cheese on it. That's a good addition.
American cheese.
Yeah, that's
nice,
a good
addition.
I love it, man. All right, that's on tap this weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, I'll report back on Monday. Have a good one, TJ. All right, guys. Coming up on 9:54, I hope you have an absolutely outstanding weekend. Catch me on Newsmax. I'm in for Tom Basile, 9 to 11 tomorrow. I'm also a special guest on the morning show, 7 to 9, and then 7 to 10 on Sunday. So full working weekend in the city, but a lot of national news coming your way. And I'll be back with you to talk Jersey Monday at 6:00.